Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to do healings with all of you, do sample healings from the Light Ship. And I'll just turn it over to Sylvia. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hi, everyone. And we're starting just a minute early, so we'll just talk for a little bit and say welcome to all of you that are listening. And the coming hour is all about healing and also about connecting to our own divinity within. So we're going to have a beautiful night of healing tonight, and because it's Saturday night, we are going to make our weekly trip to the Creation Light Ship. Anyone who likes to participate in that is welcome. There's nothing that you have to do, just to be there. You don't need to call in live or anything like that, just be listening. And this is an opportunity for healing with the divine light beings, masters, saints, archangels, and so forth that reside on the Creation Light Ship. And it's just a wonderful experience, so we welcome you to participate. If you've not been with us before, you can just join us. The best way to do that is to go onto our page, the Creation Light Ship page, from the BBS schedule page there. Just click on Creation Light Ship on the schedule for Saturday night, and that'll take you to our page, and you'll scroll down, and you're going to see a picture on your monitor screen of a beautiful light being, and she'll be activated in a little bit with her divine energy, and you'll be able to experience both the sight of that activation and the feeling, most importantly, in your heart center as you connect with that divine being. And you can also, if you'd like to talk during the program or to chat with us, you can click on the link that's just below the picture of the light being. It says BBS Fast Chat there in purple letters. And just click on that, and that'll bring up a window for you. And you can have both the light being and the Fast Chat window up on your monitor screen at the same time. And the window for the Fast Chat just has a place for you to type in any message that you like. You can ask a question that way if you have a question for us. You can request if you have any particular request. You can do that, and we'll get to as many as we can. So I believe that it is now officially after 9, so we're ready to get going, and I will turn it back over to you, Ron, to start with the healings for this evening.
Okay, so what we'll first do is some entity releases. And this is energies that should not be attached to us, so here we go. We had a great call today. Our four-hour ascension call was just phenomenal. I've never been on doing all these different shows. Boy, the time went by like, seemed like about 10 minutes. It was just so quick, so fast, because we're all in the present moment during these calls. And just like on this show here, you're going to notice that this hour of time goes by like a blink of an eye. I'm going to first do some entity work and take away these energies from you. So we're doing that right now. We're going to activate the light beam. And here's your energy coming in. Just kind of watch her if you would. You might want to blink your eyes a little bit just to see the change in the perception of it as you're seeing her. And the rays will change around her head. Her eyes become a little bit brighter. And you're going to probably feel, if you're a feeling person, your heart energy getting kind of warm, feeling very peaceful as they come in. Remember, the light only works from the now, and the light only works with the heart. And if you just remember that and even jot that down, you'll realize that everything else that you normally deal with is mind energy, which means that it's not from the divine, it's something else. So you want to stay in your heart center. And what I will say, if you're interested in finding out about more of the healings that I do. We're having a special night this coming Tuesday. It's hosted by a couple in Canada, in Toronto, Rob and Sylvia. And the time for that particular show, a call-in, I won't say show, but call-in is going to be at 5:30 PST. And we might just type the number on the fast chat here, so I'll say it out loud for everybody. It's 646-519-5800, and they'll prompt you with the PIN number, and that's 5303, and the call's about an hour long. You're able to come on and ask the other people who've had creation lightship healings, maybe what they thought of them, how they changed their life, and anything you'd like in regards to that. So this will be this coming Tuesday. I'll repeat the number again. It's 646-519-5800, PIN number 5303. And that's 5:30 PST. So hope to have everybody there. And it'll be hosted by Rob and Sylvia up in Canada. So the light beam now is activated. We're taking away more entities from you. Yeah, we did amber blood today on the light ship for the people on the conference call. It's quite awesome to have your blood changed. You can actually feel it in your veins moving around with the new type of ascension blood that your body needs. So if you're interested in doing this, the next one is going to be, I believe it's the 25th, the 4th Saturday of next month. So you can contact me if you're wishing to have that experience. And the cost for the call is $60, and it's a four-hour special phone call, and you're up on the light ship for the 4 hours of time. Okay, entities are released. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. This is what this program is all about, so that you can become more conscious with your own divine spirit with you, and also go to your heart center to get your own guidance. This is the only thing that you have down here. Connected to the divine is you, not outside of yourself, and this is the way you need to connect to the source energy is through your spirit. So I'm going to bring in more of your energy to you. I'm going to bring the spirit fragments, soul fragments back that left in pain and trauma to you. So here they come. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment just to get you in sync here. Going to go to your heart center. There we go. Repositioning that. Your chakras go out of alignment because of the mind energy. Like I said earlier, we normally deal with mind energy all the time here, and that's psychic attacks. And now we're going up to your throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And if you wish to have them opened up larger so you can have a better healing tonight, we'll do that for you. This allows your energy to go into more of your energetic bodies, and you actually feel better when the chakras are opened a little bit. So here we go, and this is your choice. If you wish to close them back down the way they were, just tell your spirit to do this for you, and it will put them back to where it was initially. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Power third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Boy, we almost had some psychic attacks here. Spin, 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 spin. Okay, I got to reposition some more of these energies for you here. There we go. Here we go. Spin, spin, open. Now power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is taking the mental body, your awakening consciousness, whatever you wish to call that, the thoughts that you have inside of your head. We're going to have that surrender and drop down into your heart center. So I'm going to do it slow for everybody. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your mental body will stay inside of your head, and first floor is your heart, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, connect with your spirit and watch the light beam. And just stay in this peace energy right now of the divine. want to connect to, when you need to get your guidance. You don't want to go outside of yourself. I got an email a little bit ago from someone talking about praying on one of the shows that we had about the movie, in a sense, 10,000 B.C., and, you know, praying to something outside of yourself, bringing energies in. And so the email was quite interesting. It said, which is true, by praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, you become prey, P-R-E-Y, for the dark side prayers. And that is 100% correct. It may be a little mind-twisting for you. It's interesting how the word pray and pray are the same, with complete different definitions. So anyway, you want to always connect to your spirit. Go by the teachings of Jesus. Don't pray outside of yourself. Don't connect to anything outside that you know nothing about, even though it may look nice to you. Unfortunately, that's where our churches have taken us, to always pray to deities or to some god or gods outside of ourselves or idols. So you don't want to do that. Like I said, by praying, you become prey for the dark side prayers. And just think of when you do that to someone else and you attach them to the dark side, and you say, gee, you know, I want this ET energy to come to a friend of mine who's in the hospital. Can you please come to them and to help them out? And they go, ah, this person now is in trouble. We'll start sucking their energy out more and more than normal, than what we normally do. So you're like focusing the dark side on them by doing these prayers and having those energies pray, P-R-E-Y, to them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about physical healing, since a lot of people are interested in that, and that's what happens on the light ship. And one of the questions that comes up a lot of the time on the subject of healing is, you know, what has to be in place in order for a healing to occur? And that leads to this subject that, you know, Ron brought up a little bit today so far, about actually having your spirit energy with you in your body and not being disconnected from your own spirit energy, which is your connection to the divine. So Ron, can we talk a little bit about that process, what it involves getting actually fully 100% of your spirit energy with you in your body, and how come so many people are, you know, hanging out at about 20% of their spirit energy and really, you know, disconnected from the flow of the divine in their life because of that?
Okay. That could probably be an hour topic here, but basically, what drives your spirit out of your body is the traumas that you go through in life. So that's what gets recycled lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in the body that your spirit resides in. Remember, your physical body is the makeup of your parents. And then from there, it goes back generations. And I've worked with people when I do a sensory clearing. And I've been back to, I think, probably somewhere maybe, you know, 95,000 years ago when their spirit first incarnated here. So that's a lot of lifetimes. So what happens is, the reason why you don't heal is many, many fold answers here. Basically, if you're not in your body, you're not going to expect a healing. It's impossible, because your spirit is a conduit for the divine to come through to heal you. So that's the first thing. So if you're only 20% in your body, then you can only expect a 20% healing. And that's if your spirit is in that location where you want to have it healed. If you're 100% in, it doesn't matter where your spirit is. It's always with you, so it'll heal you. So that's the first thing. The next thing is we have a lot of densities in our body from the physical body's past life. And so if you don't release the densities there, that's your belief system of your ancestors, okay? This is your cellular memory. So if your cellular memory doesn't believe you're ever going to get healed, even though you may want it in this lifetime, very good chance you're never going to have a healing, because that's the belief that you're going by. Just because you have one belief in one lifetime is typically not going to overshadow your condition, your preconceived condition of cellular memory of all the traumas in your lifetime. Remember, they all come forward at one time. You're living the life of your ancestors completely right now, 100%. So you need to cleanse out of yourself the densities that caused your physical problem that you're dealing with, if you have one. If you don't have one, that's wonderful. But the people who do have problems, who are expecting to have a healing with the light ship or any other type of modality, typically, if you don't clear out the densities in your body that caused your problem, it'll never stay with you. You might have a recession of the energy. It might go away a little bit, reprieve, but then it'll come back again. This is why people go through like cancer treatments, and all of a sudden they have remission, and then all of a sudden they come up with the same problem over again, because they did not work on themselves enough to get rid of the original energy what caused the problem to begin with. So that's one reason, your cellular memory, which is probably the main one. And then we have other energies, so I'll just talk about those here. The other energies are entities. So when you do ask for a healing, what does the entities live off of? This is what we got rid of when we started the show here, to help you out so you can become more in your body. Well, the entities live off your emotional trauma along with your spirit energy. So right away, when you have an energy come to you for healing from your spirit, they're going to suck the energy out of your spirit because they want to have that energy. So it won't go to your body. It'll go to them instead. So that's why you want to get rid of entities. The next thing is, what do you have connected to you that's off-planet energy? And what about your parallel lifetimes? So those are two big ones right there. So there's a lot of things that prevent you from having a healing, and these are all invisible energies. Remember, your mind, which is in judgment, can't really wish them away, because once you create something in your life, it's going to be there until you actually deal with the situation. And dealing with it happens to become neutral with it, having it taken away from you in your consciousness and putting that energy back to a zero state of charge. So that is why we do emotional clearings. And also, your spirit might be traumatized, okay? Remember, your spirit takes on the emotional energies of your traumas, and the emotional body imprints directly into your spirit all of its traumas that it experienced, and now all of a sudden your emotional body is full of stuff, your spirit is full of stuff, so how can it help you when your spirit's wounded? And then the emotional body also imprints into your physical body, causing your illness. So there's many, many things happening, and this is why people do not heal. And the whole bottom line is judgment. So you must clean out your invisible bodies that store the judgment from your ancestors so you can have a healing take place. So I hope that answered the question. There's other energies too. There's off-planet parallel lifetimes from the dark side where they clone planets. This is what I talked about briefly here. And so you're living not only this lifetime, which is, you're supposed to have one lifetime in the light, but the darkness doesn't obey spiritual law, so it may put you into 1,000 or 2,000 parallel lives on clone planets with clone bodies that look just like yours, and then that gets imprinted back into your cellular memory here because your spirit goes back and forth. So when it gets imprinted on some dark side planet, it comes back to you, wounded, and imprints that into your physical body. This is what you call deja vu when you see that. This is where maybe you have dreams of something awful happening to you, and you wake up and you're kind of terrified, or you break out into a cold sweat. It's because you are actually experiencing a physical trauma in another lifetime that the dark side created for you. And then we also have, to top that one off, we also have dark side planets, other than the planet Earth, that your spirit also goes to. So it gets to be a little sci-fi, a little scary out there. And so you say, well, gee, how do I protect myself from all of this? Well, the first thing is you want to get back into your body, so that your spirit's not running around doing all these things, causing your physical body harm. And the whole thing is, for all the clearings that I do, the bottom line is, do you love your body enough to do this for your body? If not, it'll be like every other body that you see, you know, in the graveyards. That's where it's going to end up unless you start working on yourself. And right now, the light ship is here to help everybody because we're at the time of ascension. So this is your only opportunity to work on yourself completely with the help of the light ship. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then to summarize kind of what we, I mean, that was a lot of information, but the basic bottom line then is in order for physical healing to occur and in order for you to really be connected to your own divinity, then you have to have your spirit energy with you, and you have to connect through your heart center. And once you do that, then you're in the moment and you're in the flow of the divine. But to actually be able to get into your heart center and live in that way, you have to first release the negative emotional baggage that's presenting itself as density and illnesses and other things. And so, Ron, would you say that the bottom line, the most important thing, at least for starting out, is to get rid of and clear out that emotional density and baggage so that you can be free to connect and have your spirit energy with you?
Yes, that's correct. So when I do the first sample clearing, which I always do on this program, it's the emotional clearing, and this is what people need to have to start their life off with a new reality. It's a one-hour clearing normally for most people. And it clears away your emotional traumas. Now, these traumas that we deal with when I do this clearing is the traumas in this lifetime so far that's come up that your body is desperately trying to get rid of to heal. And just because you have the one clearing, it'll clear what came up from the surface, you know, that's on the surface now, but you still have a lot of densities underneath that. Unfortunately, your body's been here for a long time. And that's just the way it is. So, but the emotional clearing is just so beneficial for everybody that it allows you to be in the moment, and it cleans out your spirit and also your body of density. So if you're having a condition of any type, if you don't do your emotional clearing, there's a very good possibility you'll never get well because the emotions are causing it to begin with. So I'm going to do a sample for everybody. And we'll go back 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and then today cleared. And this is how quick the light ship works. When I do someone on a private session, I go through the chakras, but it just takes longer to do it that way here. But they're very thorough, the light beams. They pull up your whole database of who you are. They connect with you on an energetic basis. They know who you are, and they clear you until these emotions are released from you that you've experienced so far in your lifetime. And it goes from the moment in time when I start the clearing back to your conception. We'll do another sample clearing. Some people don't live in emotions. They're oblivious to it, but they do know about feelings. So again, these are sample clearings. You can see how it affects you. So here we go. This is a feeling body, and we have many, many bodies that work with the physical. And just clearing one of these, you know, is going to help you, but you may want to have more clearing. Everybody has their own stuff. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And I'll do a sensory body. It's another body. This is for people who become over-amped, overstimulated with life. And here it comes. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Or today cleared. And then we have, naturally, the mental body clearing. This one normally gets rid of mind chatter and allows you to think a little quicker, a little faster. And it balances your brain. It's kind of like doing a system restore on your computer. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Or today cleared. So all these clearings that I do are getting you closer to coming into your heart center. And once you're in the heart center, that's just kindergarten steps. You have to get there first. That's not what you're looking for. What you're looking for is to be able to stay in the moment, stay in your heart, and and expand that energy of your spirit out more and more into your whole body. So for some people, just getting into their heart is a great leap, but once you're there, this is where your work begins now, is to actually integrate that spirit energy that you have with your body, and then that'll start to make your physical body into a light body. A lot of people stop there. They go, oh, all you have to do for ascension is come into your heart. Well, that's, like I said, kindergarten stuff. You have to get a PhD on it, which means you have to start releasing densities out of you to have your spirit integrate with you. And it's not an easy process by far, but it's what needs to be done if you wish to do the ascension. There's no easy way of doing it, because your body has to be able to hold spirit energy. And Jesus kind of talked about that you have to be pure, be like a child, which means that you have to have that innocence. So how do you have innocence when you're in judgment all the time? It's pretty hard to be there. That's why the children have perfect faith, because they don't know about judgment yet. So here we go. We'll do one more clearing. And this one here, as I mentioned about the parallel lives, the dark side lives that you're having, maybe you have probably typically a couple thousand of these, so I'm going to clear away just a handful. We'll do 10 of these here. Now, these are fabricated clone planets, fabricated with fabricated bodies like yourself, and you're living there. And remember, the dark side wants to get all they can out of your spirit energy. They want to get that spirit energy out. They can use that energy. And how do they get it? Your spirit's not going to give it up willingly, but it will give it up through trauma. So here we go. The first lifetime, taking you out of this here, this is going to bring your spirit back to you. And again, think of a problem that you're dealing with, a physical pain or something, and here we go. See if you feel better afterwards. So first lifetime, being brought back. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you, and do a body scan, see how you feel.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about that integration process that you talked about. Once you are in your heart center, then being able to integrate your spirit energy throughout every part or particle in your body. And so is that, would you say that's mainly a process of getting rid of the things that would prevent you from that integration, which seems like it would be a kind of a natural process if we weren't full of stuff?
Yep, the stuff is what's keeping us from doing that. It's all mind energy. So it's, for me, it's very, very sad that the churches, especially the New Age churches now, are using mind energy. And the biggest churches around for metaphysics is probably one of the churches where their slogan is, let's see here, how do I say this here? It's the science of mind is what it is. You know, change your thinking, change your life. But that's great to think of changing your thinking to change your life. But that's sort of taken on how you create your reality through thought. And remember, that's psychic attacks, and that's a dark side energy. So why would you want to go into the darkness to create your reality? I mean, that's absurd. So when you start realizing what you're being taught these days and what the real truth is, you're going to realize that you probably have been fed a bunch of lies throughout your whole lifetime. And for some people, they just can't accept that, so they continue on that same path of duality, not realizing that they are in control of their spirit and they have to clean out their body and their spirit to come into oneness with who they really are. This is what you're attempting to do, hopefully, in this lifetime, is to really know your spirit, to come into that present moment. And we all have glimpses of that, but to stay there is where you know, would like to be, I'm sure, everybody listening to this program. So once you realize that you've been fed a bunch of garbage, and I've been doing preparation now for the show in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo, getting together information for that, and just kind of looking at the other presenters there, man, they're all in mind energy. And what they're saying is just so enticing. And you know, getting tools for ascension and being a multidimensional being, and you can have it all. I mean, all this stuff is mind energy. And they're trapping you into the darkness. Remember, you want to get out of the mind. When ascension time comes, there's no more mind energy. The darkness has to be taken out of the light, and that's the mind energy. All that's left is heart energy. So like I tell people who talk to me, they go, well, how come you're talking about this wonderful religious teaching here about having your thoughts control your reality and stuff like this here? And I say, well, where's the mind energy? Why haven't they done science of heart? You know, where's the heart energy? Is there any churches out there that talk about heart energy? There might be. But the mainstream is strictly mind energy. And this is the sadness that humanity has now. And if you notice, this is why we have the negative effects on this planet from the extraterrestrial God energies of duality that people pray to and go to when they go to churches, which is not the teachings of Jesus. If you're a Christian listening, you'll understand that fully just by realizing that Jesus taught not to pray outside of yourself. And I don't know any Christian church that doesn't do that. They always pray to some God outside of themselves. And they never tell you that you really don't need this church to go to because Jesus said you have it inside of yourself. Connect there. So they don't want to lose customers naturally, so they don't offer that explanation. And then they get caught in the duality of the devil and how you're a sinner, and they go on and on and on. So the main thing is to just shed all those belief systems because those beliefs are stored on your body. You could have hundreds of lifetimes, being any type of religion like that, what deals in reality, and this is why you're suffering today, because you were taught wrong. So you have to get into the teaching of pure oneness with your spirit, and it's not outside of yourself. So this is the whole process of ascension. And what you need to realize is that if Jesus came to teach ascension, and this is what he taught, you must realize that he came for a reason. And at least honor what he told you and realize that he is telling you the truth. There's been very, very few prophets coming up after him, if any, that actually gave you the straight dope. So back to you, Sylvia. Go into your heart.
Yeah, so, well, you know, it does seem, I think, on the positive side that there is sort of like a, almost like a little grassroots movement starting now in the last couple years or so of more and more people realizing that it's, you know, it's the heart that's the way and not the mind energy. And so that's very good to hear. But still, you have the work to do of getting, you know, the baggage cleared out so that you can fully make that connection. So that's what's wonderful about these clearings is because they just work so quickly and it's so easy to do, so you don't have to slug through a lot of processing and, you know, angst and all that kind of stuff trying to, you know, figure out where all these feelings came from. You can just, you know, get rid of the baggage and move on and get into the moment and get out of judgment. So, boy, our time is going really fast again, and pretty soon, in just a few minutes, we'll be going to the light ship. So I just wanted to take up a couple of more requests from the fast chat before we do that. And we have some very nice comments about the wonderful 4-hour ascension preparation call today, and that's great. Thank you guys for putting that on there. And I will have to agree with Ron what he said at the beginning of the hour, which is that that 4 hours went by in the blink of an eye. It was just so wonderful and so precious, and the healing energy was just phenomenal, and it just was like completely being out of time during that process, and it was just fabulous. So if you would like to find out more about that, you can just connect with Ron before the next one, which is coming up on October 25th, so that gives you some time to get it on your calendar. So let's see what we have. We have a request from Kyle and Adriana for, bringing in one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. Okay. So this is, you bring in the Star of Bethlehem energy. And this is one of the defense ship energies that was here to help Jesus. It came for just a short time, and then his life was turned over to the protection from the Galactic Federation. Anyway, I won't go into that, but anyway, that's another show. I don't want to get too negative here, but here we go. Here's a defense fleet ship. It's pure love energy, and we'll bring it in through the lightship insignia, so you might want to scroll down a little bit further on your scroll bar, or just click it on underneath the BBS Fast Chat there. It's the second one over, and here we go. It's being energized right now. And this is one of the defense ships. It's pure love energy. And the love energy comes from the 12 source energies that created the universe of light. And you're one piece of that energy. And you're here to do the experience of life throughout the universe. And you're created from this love energy. So here it comes. And I'll put some music on just for a short bit here so you can actually sense the energy of the light ship. And stay in your heart center, and you're going to have this beautiful love energy come into your body. Remember, it doesn't go to your mind, so if you're trying to figure it out mentally, it's not there. Okay, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So if you're new to the program, just sit back and relax. You're going to be up out of time going to the light ship. You're going to still stay where you are. You're not going to disappear. Remember, you're a vibration. You're being turned off and on and off and on. And your reality is thinking that you're here continuously, but when you're not here, you're on the light ship. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them now, and they'll go up with you. And there's special healers on the light ship that work with animals and pets. So here we go. We're going to go up through this beautiful white light tunnel. We'll do it slowly so you can actually get a glimpse of it if you're a seer. You get a lot of people who can actually see on the light ship. So I'm going to count to 10, and the 10 will be on the light ship. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're there now. Hopefully you were able to see the white light tunnel. It's very energizing when you see it. And you may have had chills go through your body, too, during this process. That's an indication, too. So they're doing a body scan on us right now. Since the light ship created everything in the universe of light, you're just one particular life form that they've created, and they have to see what's wrong with you, figure out your problems, look at your DNA. Right now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is where you're a complete free choice to select your team of doctors. There's many different light beings there that are willing to help you for the ascension process. This is where they do the healing. This is what Jesus did. When he did his healing, the light beings are working with the people that he actually was doing the healings with. They were actually transported to the light ship. So this is the same process now as it was 2,000 years ago. It hasn't changed. And right now, going into the first room, we're going to go into the gold energy room. This is a very nice room. and you're going to sense a lot of gold around you. I request your healing now, and we'll see what they can do for you. Remember, on the light ship, your spirit is fully there with you. It's rematerialized. They bring up your spiritual blueprint, so you are there in wholeness with your spirit, because your spirit on the light ship has to be the conduit for their healing. So here we go, and you will have a physical healing up on the light ship, 100%. And here we go. Unless you have bodies in quarantine, which are bodies from the darkness that do not go to the light ship, I'll just say that. So here we go. Remember, the light ship does not allow any darkness on the premises there. So here we go. We're going into another room. This room is very nice. This is a room where St. Bernadette's spirit is. Down here she is St. Bernadette. And on the light ship, we can call her that the same thing, but this is her divine spirit. And this is where they have the healing waters like we have down here on the planet Earth of Lourdes, France. So again, we're going into the water right now and request your healing. And this is very nice. Mother Mary is going to be into the room. So we're going to bring in these two energies through the light being now. We'll first bring in Mother Mary, then we'll bring in St. Bernadette. So here comes Mother Mary. I'll just count to five as she comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you can watch the light being change. Remember, stay in your heart center, and you're going to feel your heart probably getting warmer as these beautiful divine energies come into you. And next we'll bring in the energy of St. Bernadette. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. So let's put some music on. We're in other rooms too, but just kind of enjoy this wonderful experience here. Stay in your heart and feel the divine energy running through your whole body. I'm going to go into another room right now. This is where they have the butterflies and the flowers. And we're in this room now, and you can experience that. Have a special treat now. There is somebody online here who has their birthday today, so we're going to have a little birthday party. We're going to go to the food court here, and we're going to have, hot fudge. Hot fudge sundae. So they're going to make up a special hot fudge sundae for everybody here, and it'll only be maybe about a half a teaspoon. So again, this is going into one of your hands now on a small little like spoon. And right now it's going into your mouth, and you can taste this wonderful food from the light ship here. So just enjoy that. You may find your saliva changing. And here we go. Now we're having seconds. Okay, we're going to another location. This is where the light beings have a choir. Going to start to sing to us right now, so feel the energy go through your whole body as it reverberates through you and does healing on you. A room where they have a lot of water, like a large swimming pool. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're going to be greeted by three dolphins. And again, just request your healing. And here they are. Wish to put your hand in front of you, for both hands, palm forward. Move them out about a foot in front of your body, and you can actually feel the skin texture of the dolphin. Into another location, and this location is where they have the white light, and it goes through your whole body, and you can experience that right now. So again, just sit back, relax, feel this divine energy going through you, and request your healing. Going to a room where the spirit of Buddha is. So we're going into this room right now. It's in a different part of the light ship. Opening a door, and we can see Buddha's spirit standing against the back wall, and we're walking into the room right now. And again, you can ask for your guidance and a blessing from Buddha. Into the room where Jesus resides, the spirit of Jesus, and we're walking into the room, and again, request healing if you wish, and ask for a blessing. Are really seers are going into the room where the light beings actually have some fun and play. like a game room. So we're going in there right now. You actually see the children on the light ship with some of these divine beings here. Dog lovers and cat lovers, we're going into the room where they have the dogs in one room and the cats in the other, and we'll have these two beings of light help you with healing. So you're in a room now full of dogs and full of cats. You might feel the purring around your body. You might feel the dogs licking you and putting the little paws on you. Same with the cats. So have a wonderful experience with these beautiful divine beings. Another room here. I'm going to go into the room where they have the waterfall, which has the beautiful silver water coming down. It's going to crush your auric field, do an auric field cleansing on you, and also some physical healing. Next, we'll go into the room with the birds, the birdie room, and we're in there. This is the last room that we'll be going into tonight. You may hear birds chirping, singing around you, flapping their wings, and singing their beautiful songs to you for healing. Back from the light ship. So we're going down the beautiful white light tunnel, and we're coming back, so I'll just count slow as we come back. So if we have any seers online, you can actually feel the energy change. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you're back now. Well, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. We could probably mention the Tuesday night event again and the conference calls that we have maybe on Monday and Friday for people.
Okay, well, we'll go over a few of the dates, and that are, let's see. Well, we have Mondays. This is a weekly schedule. Mondays is a conference call. It's at 5:30 Pacific, and it's an hour-long healing on the light ship. Wonderful experience. And Tuesday nights, we have Rob and Sylvia in Canada hosting a wonderful question and answer and sharing our, for people who have questions about healings or want to talk about the healings that they've had. And that, let's see, I'll get the phone number one more time. That's 646-519-5800, and the PIN for that is 5303. Wednesdays, there's another conference call at 5:30 p.m., and that's a special one because in addition to the lightship healing, then there's also divine water activation, and how that works is that the light beings, some of the different ones on the lightship, will activate 7 containers of water for you so that you have water for the entire upcoming week, and you drink each container of water in succession. And they put into the water light codes, special healing light codes just for your particular body, and that's wonderful to have. And then on Friday nights, there's a one-hour conference call healing session on the Lightship, also at 5:30 Pacific time. And then, of course, we have the radio show Monday at 4 p.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m., these are all Pacific times, Friday night at 5 minutes to 7, starting 5 minutes earlier because it's on Station 2 of BBS. And then, of course, Saturday night, live on the Lightship on the radio at 9 p.m. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to take advantage of these healings available to help you with your ascension preparation and your healing process, in addition to working with Ron with private sessions, which are getting easier and easier to do because now there are quite a few of them available right on the website to do. So trying to make it as easy as possible for people to, get their healings and to connect with Ron, who has a really busy schedule, but this way it makes it easier for everyone. So I guess we're at the end of our hour. I'll say good night and blessings to all of you. It was a wonderful day, wonderful time to spend with you just now on the Lightship, and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. So good night to all.
And I'll say good night, too, and I'll be back in New York at the new Life Expo in Manhattan, middle of next month, which is October. So see you all, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Blessings to all of you. Good night.